Welcome to episode 5 of the Wrapped in Wool podcast. I'm your host, Becky, and today's date is August 16th, 2014. So thank you and welcome to new listeners out there, and welcome back to returning listeners. I know the Ravelry group has just a little over 30 members. I'm really excited about that. So don't be shy. Come out and introduce yourself in our introductions thread. Today's segments include In Progress, Finished Objects, Up Next, Events and Cows, and a Contest. So let's get started. I've been doing a lot of knitting this last week. In this last couple of weeks, and I've actually, the one thing that I've been knitting on exclusively for the last week is actually done, so I'll talk about that in Finished Objects, but I actually had it written down in my In Progress section, because I really didn't think I'd get it done. But, so, I'm working on the Kangaroo Vest by Hannah Fettig. It's such a cute little pattern. I finished the back, which is just plain stockinette, and it's knit in pieces, so it's back and front. And I'm onto the front, and I've done the bottom ribbing, and I'm about to start on the intarsia. And I actually did start the intarsia, but I wasn't happy with the way it was looking, and so I decided to rip it out, because I'd rather it look nice. And I took some time and watched a little video online, and I'll link to that in the show notes because I can't remember exactly where I found it, but I know it's around somewhere, so I'll make sure I link to that because I found it really helpful. So the front of the vest is just a blue, it's blue with a little red kangaroo, and I'm excited to finish this project. Gosh, I can't talk tonight, I'm sorry. I'm excited to finish this project because, obviously, you know, I'm from Australia, so Emma is half Australian, and I wanted to have a little kangaroo vest. So I'm knitting that out of Sincere Sheep Equity Sport in the Anya colorway, which is a blue colorway, and then I grabbed some red for the kangaroo. And I'm knitting that on size 5s, and I think it's supposed to come out to be 18 months, but I don't know about that. I think my gauge is a little off, but Emma is a bit small for his age, so I think it'll fit him this winter, which will be really cool. Hopefully I'll have some Christmas pictures of him wearing his little vest. And the Sincere Sheep yarn is new to me. I've not actually used it before. And I'm really enjoying it, actually. I think it's got a little bit of a spring to it, which is interesting. And you can tell that when you're knitting it. And I really do enjoy knitting with it. It is, the blue isn't very dark, but there does seem to be a little bit of dye coming out on my fingers and my needles. But it's not a lot. It's not a big deal. So I'm hoping to pick up the kangaroo vest again this week, but it won't be lunchtime knitting at work because it requires a little bit of concentration, and I take my lunch break in the break room, and I take it a bit later than most people so that it's not super busy in there, but there's still people down there, so we chat a little bit, and it's my new office, so I'm trying to be more social. And then I did pick up Carson, and I took that to work for lunchtime knitting, so it's my Carson shawl by Romy Hill, because it had been neglected for a little bit, and I put it back into rotation, but I got a little frustrated because I could only finish like 3 rows in my lunchtime break. By the time I finish eating and that kind of thing, I get 3 rows done, so I was feeling like I wasn't really making any progress. And since I told myself that it reminded me of Washington Redskins colors, I've kind of gone off my yarn choice a little bit. So I really enjoy the pattern, but I think what's going to happen is I'm going to finish it and it's going to go into the gift basket for Christmas this year. I'm not sure who it'll go to, but someone will get a lovely shawl. I'm using Fleece Artist Neone in the amber and blood red colorways. Neone, I believe, is a discontinued yarn, and I've actually had this in my stash for a while. And it's 65% wool, 20% kid mohair, 5% silk, and 10% nylon. And I think when I'm knitting with it, it's the mohair is kind of bothering me a little bit. But I don't know if that's it, but it's kind of, I'm not finding it nice to work with. And I think it'll probably wash up really nice and soft, especially with some soak. But knitting it right now, I'm finding it a little bit scratchy. So yeah, that's kind of been set aside a little bit, but I want to pick that back up so I can put that in the gift pile. And it is pretty simple enough that I can do it at lunchtime, so I really should put it back in rotation a little bit more. But we'll see, because you know, when you get something in your head and you decide you don't really like it, it's a bit of a chore to knit, and I don't want my knitting to be a chore, so it'll get done eventually. So it may be in this segment for a little while longer. I'm also knitting the Helen Joyce baby dress by Tega Hilliard using Knit Picks Shine Sport in the Crocus colorway. And this is a little baby dress. My cousin's daughter had a little girl, and this really needs to get some attention because I need to get this finished. I picked the Shine Sport yarn because it'll be summer in Australia and the weather will be warming up soon. So I'm hoping that by knitting it a little bit bigger and in the cotton, that she'll get quite a bit of wear out of it. And it's so cute. You knit the top part flat with a little heart motif in the center of the front. It's super cute. Seed stitch detail on the edging. And then you join in the round for the skirt, which is, I've joined in the round and I've did the knit front and back to get about 200 stitches, which is crazy because it went from this little itty bitty stitch count to tripling in stitch count. And I've knit about 3 inches of the skirt, and I'm getting ready to do more of the patterning. So it's coming along, and I think this will be my lunchtime knitting for the week, and hopefully I can get it finished and into the post for my new baby cousin Ava. And she's super cute. I get to see pictures of her on Facebook, so she's, thankfully she didn't seem like she was born all that large and isn't growing like a weed yet, so this should fit her, and hopefully that'll get done soon. And so that's all I'm really actively working on. I do have a couple of projects in hibernation. My Vodka Lemonade by Thea Coleman, which I have actually been thinking about pulling back out again. I'm going to switch out the needles because I was using the Knitter's Pride cubic novas or something like that. I can't remember what they're called, but they're the square needles, and I don't know, I knit something else with them and got used to them, but I think that might have been the problem with the cardigan. But I'm gonna give it a go again, and if it bothers me, I'll just switch out the needles because I believe I have a spare set of fives, which is what I'm knitting it on. And then my Aiku shawl for the Yarniax Colours of Fall knit along has been neglected, but I'm getting ready to pick that back up again because if I want to start new projects, I really want to finish some first before I start new stuff. Which, we all say that, but whether it happens or not, I mean, I say that all the time. I can't cast on anything new because I've got too many projects on the needles. But I actually really don't have that many projects on the needles. Oh, actually, and I just thought of another one that's been in hibernation for a while. My Devon socks by Cookie A. Better get on those too. They're a really beautiful pattern, and I have, because I just remembered I had it on the needles, I don't remember all the details, but I'm using Socks That Rocks, maybe the Booby 1 or Booby 2 colorway. I can't remember. And probably size 1 DPNs. And I had this idea crazy idea earlier this year to knit my way through the Cookie A sock books. Well, yeah, since these are the only socks from that book that I've started and not finished, well, that's going really well. But I'm going to do it. It's just going to take a while. And I have knit Monkey, her monkey pattern, which should count. So, yeah, so I have 3 projects in hibernation and 3 actively on the needles. And so, I mean, let's face it, I'm probably going to cast on for something new. But, you know, I'll try not to beat myself up about it. After all, it's knitting and I love to knit. Although I do think I kind of wore myself out a little bit with this week's knitting. So let me get right into that with finished objects. So first, I finished an awesome pair of socks called the Zigzagula Socks by Susie White of the Prairie Girls Knits podcast. And these are going into the Pal Cal hosted by the Actually Knitting podcast. And I'll talk a little bit more about Pal Cal in a later segment. But these socks were super easy to knit and they were so quick. And they just have just the right amount of interest. So they're basically a vanilla sock, and then down one side of each sock, so on the left side for the left sock and the right side for the right sock, you just do this little kind of traveling pattern. And it's a free pattern on Ravelry, and it's a zigzag pattern, and it's so nice. I really enjoyed knitting these that I'm actually probably going to cast on for another pair. Just not sure when. And I knit these using Miss Babs Yummy Sock in the Fairy Slipper colorway on size 1 DPNs. And these socks are so soft. They fit really well. Yeah, I just love them. The only thing I did differently was I did a short row heel instead of the heel flap and gusset. After trying the Afterthought heel, because I hadn't done one. Apparently it's been around for a while, but I hadn't done one before. For a couple of pair of vanilla socks, I just went back to my old faithful short row heels, and I think that's my favorite kind of heel, at least right now. So most of my socks will probably end up having short row heels. So that was the Zigzagula Socks by Susie White. If you haven't knit those, you should. They'd make a great first pair of socks. I wouldn't be intimidated at all by the little cabling section going down the side. And then the one thing that I've been knitting all week that I just finished this afternoon is the Pebble Beach Shawlette by Helen Stewart of the Curious Handmade podcast. So Helen had a knit along going that ended August 10th. I cast on for this shawl August 7th. And it's a really pretty shawl, so I was like, I really need to decide what yarn I'm going to use. So I took my time deciding, which is why I didn't cast on till the 7th. And I was going along really well, and it was going really quickly, that I actually deluded myself into thinking I could finish it by the 10th and enter it into her Pebble Beach knit along. So Sunday comes along, and I hit a little snag, which was totally my fault, not the patterns. I miscounted, forgot to do a yarn over, or something like that, and I couldn't get my stitch count back, so I had to rip back several times. And that obviously just meant, well, I wasn't going to make the deadline. And I really don't like to push myself too much with deadline knitting, in quotation marks. But it was a really cute shawlette, and it was a really fun knit, and it was really quick. Obviously until I started getting 200 something stitches on my needles. And yeah, so I actually finished it this afternoon with the Peacoat bind off, and I used Dreaming Color Smushy with Cashmere, which I won at Fiberspace's Knit in Public event about 2 to 3 years ago, and it's in the Irish Sprout colorway, which that should give you a general idea. It's greens, beautiful greens, and so soft, so soft. And I have two skeins of this, and so I used a full skein for the shawl, and I had to break into the second skein for the last third of the picot bind off. And when I started knitting this, I pretty much knew that I was going to have to break into that second skein. But this is what happened. I got all the way to the picot bind off, and because I was doing so well, I deluded myself again. There's that word deluded. There's a lot of that going on this podcast. I deluded myself into thinking that I would make it, and I played yarn chicken, and I lost. And it wasn't a big deal. I have the second skein. But really, I had to break into the second skein for just that last third. It was frustrating, and it wasn't the pattern's fault because the pattern clearly says that she used a skein of yarn that had 437 yards. The smushy, excuse me, I'm sorry, I had to yawn. The smushy has 400 yards, so I should have known, and I did know, and then I just completely threw what I knew out the window. So I did that this afternoon while Emmett was taking his nap, and it is now blocking in front of me on the floor. I might actually wear it into work on Monday if it's a little chilly in the morning, because it's actually been, for Virginia, a pretty mild summer. And the last few mornings it's been in the 50s when I've gone out to my car, so it might be perfect. This is a perfect little shawlette. It's not huge, but it's not small either. It's a good size, for me to throw around my neck. And since most of the people at work have seen me knitting on it, it would be pretty cool to wear it into the office. And there is one knitter that I know of, and one crocheter in the office. And the knitter just bought in a blanket to show me that she's worked on it and was in hibernation for a while. And this is a new office to me, so I'm trying to make friends, and common interests are a good way to do that, especially for me, because sometimes I get a little uncomfortable with that kind of thing. So that's the Pebble Beach Shawlette by Helen Stewart, and I bought the pattern when she first released it, and I think I got it for 40 or 50% off, but it's worth the money. And I think I use size 7s. I think the pattern called for size 6s. I couldn't find my 6s, so I just used 7s, and it really didn't make that much of a difference. So once again, I have two finished objects that I'm excited about. So up next, well, as usual, I want to knit everything. And since I've joined a couple of knit alongs, there will probably be some cast on craziness in my future, even though I just said earlier that I shouldn't cast on because I've got too many things on the needles. But I joined the fall knit along, which is being hosted by Hohe Locatelli, and she has so many beautiful patterns on Ravelry. I bought this one pattern that I'm going to use, which is the Imagine When shawl. I bought this pattern a while ago, and again, it was one of those things where I was waiting for the perfect yarn, because it's such a simple shawl that I think, you need a really spectacular yarn for it. And I found it in the Color Adventures Deer Shawl Base in the Bonfire colorway. I will post a picture in the show notes. It's hard to describe, and hard to do it justice. There's so much color in this, and I think it's going to look really nice. So I have that yarn set aside, and I have the needles in a bag, and I have the pattern printed out. So I'm hoping to wind the yarn this week and get ready to cast on soon, for that fall knit along. And I will link to that in the show notes as well, because, oh, well, sign-ups are actually closed. So hopefully you've already signed up, because sign-ups were to be done by August 8th. And I wasn't really sure if I was going to sign up for it, but I had so many of her patterns in my queue that I was like, well, it's about time I actually knit one of them. And so that's on the needles next, hopefully casting on this week. And as I'm recording, I'm doing my gauge swatch for the Hop Cardigan by Madeline, or Yarn Madness on Ravelry. And this is going to be my Rhinebeck sweater, hopefully. And I'm going to use Stash Yarn, which is Madeline Tosh Vintage in the Dahlia colorway. And this pattern looks like it was written specifically, not for big girls, I wouldn't say that, but specifically for people who perhaps have a little more up top than the average gal. And since I've had Emmett, that is me. And it's a lovely cardigan. It's got two options. Don't know if this was a free pattern or not. I'll have to look and link to that in the show notes. But it says Hop, meaning hope in Swedish, is a beautiful and flattering cardigan for the adult ladies. Seamless and top-down construction featuring decorative lace panels will be an intriguing knit and an eye-catcher. The pattern comes with instructions for both buttoned and tied closures. So I'm going to do the button closure. That's just the way I am, although I don't actually usually button my sweaters, but gonna give this a go and cast on. I'm doing my little swatch, so hopefully I will get my gauge sorted out. And it does. It looks really, really simple. It's, mostly stockinette with a little bit of lace. And there's some short row shaping. Oh gosh, I'm sorry. I'm yawning like crazy. It's only 9:40. But yeah, a little boy tired me out today. We've had a busy day. But yeah, so that's up next, and that's going to be my Rhinebeck sweater because I'm determined to knit a Rhinebeck sweater, which hopefully will be done in time, a couple of months. So, and then I also want to wind the yarn for my Ashburn shawl using the Madeline Tosh Merino Light that I bought in Virginia Beach last month. And then I also have to find something to knit my friend who just had a baby girl. I knew she was having a baby, and I sort of procrastinated with everything. The baby blanket went over really well with my friend who got it. And I know this little dress will probably be much appreciated by my cousin. So, now up next is another little baby pattern to knit for my friend who she had a baby on Thursday, a little girl, Julia Rose. Julia or Julie Rose. So, I don't know, I'll probably knit a little cardigan or something since winter's coming. And I have some pink yarn in the Love Notes colorway from Unwind Yarn Company that might be perfect for a little baby sweater, maybe a hat to match. So we'll see. So let's move on to my next section, which is events and cows. So I mentioned that I'm swatching for a Rhinebeck sweater. So that I'm going to that for the first time with two friends of mine, and it's the first time we're all going, so it's going to be really exciting because Michelle and Rachel have never been either, and it's also on the weekend of Michelle's birthday, and she'll kill me if I tell you how old she is, so I won't say it, but it's a big one. So I think we're going to have to do some celebrating. So we're going to drive up there for the weekend. Haven't told the husband yet, but we'll see how that goes. But before that, actually, I'm going to go to the Shenandoah Valley Fiber Festival in September. It runs over the weekend of the 27th and 28th, and since it's not far from my house, it's a good one to go to. I went to it last year for the first time, and it's small. It's not on the size of Maryland Sheep and Wool, but it is actually getting a little more popular, I think. But it was my friend Rachel and I took our boys, and it was so much fun. I've got some pictures of Emmett there, and I got a picture of him with a mustache pin on it. He's super cute. He was about I want to say 6, maybe 6, 7 months old. And my friend's little boy was a wee one. He was about a month old. So I'm planning to attend that. And then next comes Rhinebeck. And then also, I've joined a bunch of cows or knit-alongs. And that's going to keep me busy between now and my fiber events and now and whenever, because it seems like I've joined so many. I have the Yarniax Colors of Fall knit along, which is, they base it off the Pantone Colors of Fall, and you have to knit something with yarn that falls within those colors. And there are so many colors that the options, you're not going to be limited on your options. And so my IQ shawl is actually going to fall in that for that knit along. It's got Misty Mauve and some Sangria in there, and some, I think there's a couple of other colors in there too. So there's that one. And then I mentioned earlier that I just signed up for the Hohe Locatelli fall knit along, which I'm going to knit Imagine When. And then I mentioned related to my finished objects, so both my Zigzagula socks and my Pebble Beach shawl are going to be my entries into the Pal Cow 2014, which is run by the Actually Knitting podcast. So basically, what you have to do for that is you have to either use a yarn or a pattern or something from a person who does a podcast. That's the Pal Cow podcast and knit along. So it's a good way to share your favorite podcast with people that may not have heard of them. And there are so many options out there. I mean, like I said, I have these two. I mean, Helen has the Curious Handmade podcast, and Susie is part of the Prairie Girls Knits podcast. And so there are so many options out there. And I think if you go through the thread, if you're stuck for one, you probably get some inspiration. And there are going to be prizes or a prize. So, yeah. And that leads me to my next little segment called about a contest. So since I'm going to the Shenandoah Fiber Festival, I think I'm going to pick up a little swag from there. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but it'll be something knitting related. And so I'm going to open a thread in my group. You must be a member of my group, which is the Wrapped in Wool group on Ravelry, to be eligible to win. And so I'm going to open that thread, and I want to know what was your first fiber festival that you attended? Which one is your dream festival? There are several that I really want to go to one day. And if you haven't gone to any, which one would you like to attend for your first one? Or, what's stopping you from going? Or, just anything, along those lines. So I'm going to open a thread, and I want you to post your answers in there. And yeah, so I will post a little blip about what I pick up from the festival. I'm opening the thread now because I think I'll record right before I go to the Shenandoah Fiber Festival. So I wanted to give people time to actually enter. So you'll have quite a bit of time to enter, probably, because I usually record every 3 weeks. And so I may record a little bit earlier once I get back. But either way, sometime in probably October, I will draw the winner for this. And I think that's all I have for tonight. Hopefully, there wasn't too much ambient noise. I'm sitting by the window in my bedroom, and there seems to be some hoons going along the road outside, and there are crickets and frogs. It's a very active evening for nature outside. So hopefully that's didn't come across or isn't too bothersome. I'm almost done with my gauge swatch too. That's exciting. And so all the administrative stuff Here It Comes. I am Westerly Whimsies on Ravelry and Westerly Whimsy without the S on Twitter, although that's probably going to change soon if I can figure it out, because I've changed my name on Instagram. I am now Wrapped in Wool on Instagram. And obviously we have the Wrapped in Wool group on Ravelry also. And this episode will be available on show notes. And I can't talk tonight. It'll be available on iTunes. And also I will link to it in the show notes and in my Ravelry group. So I think that's it for now. So happy knitting and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Good night.